From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday was another day of airstrikes and shelling by Russian-backed Syrian forces in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Amateur video showed rescuers dashing toward heavily damaged buildings to help the hundreds of wounded. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said more than 60 were killed, on top of Monday's death toll of around 30. Airstrikes also struck rebel-held northwest Idlib province. Meanwhile, the observatory reported rebel missile strikes targeting the capital. The UN Tuesday called for an immediate ceasefire in contested areas. Jens Larke is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
They're calling for at least 1 month's humanitarian pause starting immediately throughout Syria, given the very critical humanitarian needs and the inability to provide the aid that we do have. The team there, they warn of very dire consequences of the crisis in several parts of the country.
Meanwhile, the lead investigator of the UN-mandated Commission of Inquiry on Syria said his team is looking into reports of the use of chlorine gas in both Idlib and eastern Ghouta. It appears that embattled South African President Jacob Zuma is approaching the end of his political career as the ruling African National Congress meets to discuss his future. Jesse Duarte is an ANC Deputy Secretary General.
So we'll be discussing a matter of serious concern to all of us within the ANC, and of course a matter of great public interest to the people of South Africa. And that's what we're going to do on Wednesday.
The 75-year-old Zuma has been beset by years of allegations of corruption. Mr. Zuma was removed as ANC leader in December. His term is set to expire after next year's election. This is VOA News.